Welcome to the Wise Action for November 2012. My name is Shabdan, and I hope that you're going to enjoy this time that we work together. Many of us will be linking across the world on the etheric planes, and some physically as well. I'd like to thank you for taking part, and please remember that you can repeat this action any time that you choose to build the power of this loving action that we're going to take at this time. It's time for you to settle down and get comfortable and prepare to work now. Please take a deep breath and let go. I'd like you to use some of my Anaratha's key phrases to help you to ground. Can we begin with Seku Ambido Nos, which releases self-sabotage? Seku Ambido Nos. And Seku Narimbido, which gets you aligned into your body. Seku Narimbido. And finally, Garu San, which grounds you to earth. Garu San. We can also use some of the key phrases to link together now. I'd like you to put your hand, your right hand, the palm of your hand, onto the matrix that you've printed off from my internet site. And as you do so now, please say this after me to link through the Lords of Time to the same moment that we're all going to be doing this event at 7 o'clock on the 28th of November 2012. Please say, Askuwa Heshne An. I'll say that one more time. Askuwa Heshne An. Take a deep breath and let go. Now say this to activate the matrix for this event. Si Anashuwa An. I'll say that again. Si Anashuwa An. Please take a last breath here and relax. The now moment is extremely precious and very important. This moment, right here, this is the moment in which everything that you do takes place. You can only do things in this moment, in the now, right here, right now. The rest is memory and speculation. And these things happen in the mind. And the mind is always seeking to renew itself, to know itself, and keep living. And so it fills itself with regret, and it fills itself with anxiety, and it builds impossible scenarios, stretching off to infinity. And of course, when you get to the now moment, where you actually do things, what you do is often quite different to anything that you have imagined through your mind, worried about, fretted over, spent days planning. In the now moment, you are open to the inspiration of the Divine, and all that is bends its will to help you to produce the most effective and powerful action that you can ever take, right here, right now. Contemplate this moment, the joy of being right here, with me in this moment, working for the world, working for yourself, to grow your consciousness. And as you grow your own consciousness, you help to grow the consciousness of the world. It is an unending action, unstoppable by anything, simply through our powerful will and intention. We can bring about changes that are lasting and beneficial for ourselves and the world, simply by being in this moment and doing this right now, always now, in this moment, right here, right now. This full moon is full of love, and it feels very much like a preparatory stage for the processes that are approaching us, perhaps around about the 21st of December, the solstice event. Great changes are already taking place, and in some ways there will be a major shift taking place on the 21st of December, and there will be a wise action on that day, together with a wise action on the full moon several days later, on the 28th of December. So if you're able to take part in all of these events, just think of the power that we can build together to help this world to grow, to help you to grow. Turn your attention now inwards to your heart, the heart that is the gateway to the divine. It is the pathway to love and all that you are. Everything is accessible through your heart, your discernment, your power, your guidance, and most of all, love. Pure, clear, unconditional love. Love that has no attachments, no conditions, no limitation. It is free and open, joyous and fulfilling, completing. It is worthiness. It is all that you need. Take a deep breath here and let go. Whether you're doing this action on the day of the full moon or sometime afterwards, bring your attention and your intention to the full moon on the 28th of November 2012. For it is always here in this moment, always now, always here. Feel the love that is emanating through the moon from the divine. Feel this love that is nurturing and supporting, caressing your energy field, your light, soothing your mind, supporting you. And please turn inwards now to your heart chakra more deeply. Let it open at the front, and let it open at the back. Of course, I'm sure you know that the heart chakra is like the flute of a horn, a trumpet or something, at the front and also the same at the back. And it's easy to open the front and also easy to forget the back. So I ask you to put your attention on both ends of the chakra and see if you can tease it open. Just imagine using your fingers and just gently caressing it and teasing it a little wider so that the heart chakra is opening more fully, both at the front and back. And as you do so, please relax. Let go. Trust in yourself. Trust in that place where love is true, in the very heart of you, where that love will never let you down and always guide you, always support you, never desert you. Turn inwards to the love deep inside your heart chakra. Feel the softness of that love in there. See if you can dive in there, like diving into a pool in a shady woodland on a summer's day. In you go, looking for the softest feeling inside you, inside the heart, the most nurturing place, the gentlest place. And go inside that feeling, seeking an even quieter, loving place, a gentler, softer place, filled with such encompassing, enveloping, beautiful, unconditional love. Relax. Allow yourself to be right here, right now with me, guided by these simple, gentle words, with the love that I bring to you and this world, with all my heart, with all that I am. Shabdan, Bridge of Light, be with me now. And love yourself. In this moment, let us bypass almost all those feelings of unworthiness and unhappiness and regrets and guilt and shame and I can't do this. Let's just bypass all of those feelings for a little while and sit together by the fire, watching the coals burn and the flames gently licking and the occasional crackle and the warmth radiating through your whole body and that soft glowing light that so fills you and nurtures you. Imagine this now, here we are, all together sitting by a fire, comfortable and relaxed. Feeling love, and in our soporific open space, we merge our consciousness with the divine that we access through our loving heart. And love gently begins to well up, deep well, deep inside. Deep within the heart chakra, this love begins to well up, flowing like a liquid, like water does, softly brimming up into the heart chakra and spilling gently, warmly over the edges of the heart, the front and back. Ah, feel that love. Give way to it. Relax your body. Let this love begin to trickle softly through your body, welling up still within the heart and flowing out over the edges, softly filling the body, going up and down, up into the head and down through the torso, into the limbs, of course, and down, 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 through your legs to your feet. Let this love, this liquid, warm love, spill out of your body, welling up through the body and passing into the energy field. Feeling this loving light, this magnificence of the divine, softly, flowing through each of the layers of your aura, each of the different auric fields. Out it goes, through all of the layers. Out it goes, softly filling all that you physically are, all that you etherically are. And turn your attention once more to the physical body and feel this love seeking the little cracks in the incompleteness of ourselves and the physical pain and discomfort that you may possibly be suffering from, the stiffness, the blocked cells, the love seeps into them all of these places, like water does, the way that it always finds a way through the hardest of surfaces, creeping round the edges of the shell, finding the little cracks, the porous edges, and softening that hardness. The love is softening the hard edges within you. And feel that love gently flowing into the emotional places, the resistance within you, the pain, the helplessness and despair. The love is creeping gently through the cracks in its imperfection, through its hard shell, seeping in. This love, this light love. Gently filling you. And soothing the pain and the emotion. Everything it touches, it transforms now. Everything it touches becomes love also. All of the emotion transforming into love. If you pay attention to the now moment, right here, right now with me, in your heart, perhaps you can feel the angels who are with us, always in the now moment, the angels of love. And Archangel Shamuel, presiding over the heart chakra, bringing help to us to unlock ourselves and let the love flow through us. Thank you, my friend. He's right here. I feel him so close. He's blessing us now. And the angels of Arasan, these are the angels of love, gently spreading this love out through you. We're beginning with you because you are the most important, absolutely important, of great value to the divine, special, wonderful, blessed, so loved. Not missed at all, not lost, not forgotten, perfectly known, always remembered, right here, right now. And so we begin with you, and through you and me, and all of us here together, gathered on the etheric planes together, linking heart to heart, unconditional love with more, more unconditional love, and linking with the love of the angels and the love of the divine, all of it flowing through us now, gently, softly, emanating, not pushing, not forcing, radiating softly. I'd like you to imagine that you can see many light workers in a big circle, each one of us radiating love. And that love is beginning now to touch the person to your left and the light worker to your right. And as it does so, it links and bonds and flows through us, through each of us, and through all of us. We are making a great ring of love right around the earth. Breathe and release. I'd like you to hold compassion for yourself now. Compassion with no attachment to the outcome of anything that is happening to you. So we're not in our mind place worrying about possibilities. Simply in the now moment together. But deep inside yourself, right here, right now, in the truthful place of who you are, in the light of yourself, hold compassion for you, for all that is not healed, that is incomplete, that feels unworthy and helpless and despairing and off balance. Hold compassion for that place, for this place, for all of these places, softly. Empathy, deep understanding, forgiveness and acceptance of these places, knowing that this helplessness cannot be helped. It just is, in this moment, it just is, incomplete, unworthy, fragile, frightened, angry, despairing. It just is. Hold compassion for this place inside yourself. Don't ask it to change, just love it. Giving it nurture. Feel the changes taking place gently as you do this. As you don't hold any expectations or need to be more. You just embrace this broken place within you. All of them, all of the broken places. Encompassing them with unconditional love that doesn't say, you have to be this before I can love you. It says, I love you as you are, broken and hurting, helpless, ineffective. Take a breath and let go. As you do this, such pain inside you, it dissolves away. It can't help it. It has to give way to the love. the love of the divine that flows through you, through the very heart of you, through the essence of all that you are, through the heart chakra. This love flowing into these places of pain, softening them like water does, unstoppable, warm, nurturing, supporting love, filling every nook and cranny, every lost place. Let this compassion radiate through you to all of the hurt, all of the incomplete you. Breathe and release. Deeply let go. Relax your body. Have a go. Don't be frightened to let love in. You are so worthy of this love, even if you feel you are not, or that there are places within you that feel this. I am not worthy of this love. Let the love go there. Surrender now, give way to the heart of you, to the truth. Life is love. You are love. The divine is love. And there is truly only love. And of course, in the place of pain, the lack of it. That's all there can ever be, love and the lack of it. And all of the suffering can be alleviated and transformed in a moment through love, through accepting love into that broken place. Feel it now filling you. Let it in. Give way, my friend. My blessed loving self, you who is a part of me, as I am a part of you, you and me who are a part of all that is, the divine. Nothing matters really, except love. Hold love now. Notice, as this love softens the hard shells and the hard edges, and the broken places, and brings them home, and as the love builds within you and you feel lighter and stronger in love, more complete, notice as we stand together in this ring, all of us around the planet, the light workers, forging this ring of love. Notice how the compassion is flowing through us, through this ring. And by intention now, let that love, that compassion, turn towards the earth. And all that it is, all life forms, all states of being, all planes, all dimensions, all times, all levels of the earth sphere consciousness, the lower astral, the higher levels. You and me, our families, the buildings, our homes and workplaces, our cities, our townlets, our villages, the solitary houses on the hillside, the woodlands, all of the animals, the fields, the rugged countryside, untamed, the deserts, the seas, the great oceans, and the lakes, and all that is, the rocks, the mountains, the snowy-capped mountains, bright shining in the sun. Let the compassion that you feel for yourself go to the earth, to every realm of consciousness, to the devas and nature spirits, the sprites of the air and the earth and the water. Let compassion flow through you, divine compassion. Such unconditional loving compassion. Let this compassion fill the earth now. Let it touch all of the broken places right around the world, and especially in the minds of humankind, this dominant collective consciousness of humanity that binds this planet to such limitation. Let love, through compassion, flow into every point of consciousness, dissolving away emotion as it touches these broken places. The compassion says, I see you, I know you, and most of all, it says, I acknowledge you. You are heard. And just being heard, these places can begin to heal more deeply than they ever have. Just to be acknowledged. As I say this to you, I say it to our earth and to our mother also, the consciousness that is this planet. I say, I hear you, I see you, I acknowledge you. I hold empathy and understanding for you. Nurture and support, I bring this to you. I touch you with my love, my own unconditional love, and through me, the loving touch of the divine reaches into every place, every point, every now moment. We hold no attachment to the outcome, no expectations, no demands, no needs. We simply are in this moment, one with the divine, one with the earth and all that it is. Breathe and release. Breathe for yourself. Please breathe for the earth and all of its life. pain transform simply by being touched by compassion and love. Let the angels work with us. Let them reach into all of the broken places of the earth and soothe, comfort, support, and nurture and transform the unconsciousness, the illusion thinking, the pain, the suffering, the despair and the selfishness, the small-minded places. Let love dissolve these things now. Through the full moon that reaches right across the earth, through the 24-hour period, shining into every place, the love flowing through the moon and the compassion, this light, this silvery white light, and this love, bringing peace to the world. Hold the earth in your heart, this bright blue gem, in a universe of twinkling lights and stars. All of us turning our attention, the divine, the ascended masters, the angels and the devas, and all that has ascended in creation, turning its attention now to the earth, shining such love and compassion, such acceptance of what is. Simply love. All of creation. All that knows itself holds our earth and us and all life here in its heart. Embracing it, acknowledging it, seeing it in this now moment. Take a breath here and let go. Let the earth sit inside your heart now as we begin to withdraw gently. Let the earth be held in this place of love. Deep inside you, nurtured and caressed by you. Let yourself be held in this love that you feel now. In the love of the divine that shines upon you also. Let it stay with you now. Be at peace. And so it is. I'd like you to take a deep breath here and begin to move your fingers and toes, returning awareness and sensation to your physical body and to space and this moment. Coming back now, gently back into your room where you sit, doing this wise action in service to the world and to yourself. And please say, Seku Ambido Nos. As you gently lift your hand off the matrix, disconnecting from the whole, that you can be in yourself again, complete as you are. And say, Seku Narimbido. And Garu San, to ground you to earth. And if necessary, bang your heels on the ground, just for a short time. And if you're still feeling very spacey, take the palm of your right hand and place it on the crown of your head. Really let go now. Come back into the earth, back into your body. Open eyes. Right here in this moment, right now. Let your spirit return to the physical. Breathe and stretch now. Release your head and let go. Bless you for taking part. Please feel free to repeat this beautiful, loving exercise, this action to help yourself and the earth. And I look forward to seeing you on the 21st of December. Bless you, my friends. Namaste.